don't know why I get so nervous every year. I hate this weekend because it's like, one, you're so excited about it, but I just know all the dangerous things you're going to do, and you have no supervision from any intellectual women whatsoever. It's a bunch of guys going into the woods, and then you just hope that you're going to survive on the way out.
Listen, we are well prepared for Man Camping 2021. It's okay. Going to be a fantastic weekend. We've got all our supplies in line. I've got my checklist here. I'm ready to go.
Let's go over your checklist for man camping weekend.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Tent, two tarps, pop-up canopy, pop-up gazebo. That makes pretty much... That's good sense, right?
Why do you need so many things that are pop-up? What if it's windy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you pop them up. Okay. It's just how you set them up. Okay. Right? And then we need things to be under. If it's rainy or whatever, need to be under there. Mm-hmm. Flashlights, case of charged up lights, Bluetooth speaker, splitter, extension cord, HDMI cord, projector, movie screen.
Are you having a rave in the woods?
We're going to be watching The Shining and Blair Witch and also Predator because these are good movies for being in the jungle.
In the woods.
Yeah.
Not in the jungle.
Well, you know, same thing for us.
No monkeys here.
Yeah, well, we'd have to bring a couple other supplies if we were in woods that actually had monkeys. But you're right. Yeah, there's no monkeys here in this area.
What do you need uplighting for? If you're not familiar with uplighting, that's basically what they use at weddings to make it look like different colors on the walls.
I mean, who wants to light those propane camper things anymore now, right? I mean, I have these things, so I just go ahead and I do it, you know, because I have been to a rave or two in my lifetime.
It doesn't seem right when you go man camping that you don't actually rough it. You basically bring generators and all kinds of nonsense. So just it's like basically you're bringing your living room to the woods.
I'm not done with my list
okay,
here,
right.
Please.
Go, okay. Right?
I've got a dual layer air mattress, blankets, foam flooring for inside the tent, pillows, and two sleeping bags because then I do the sleeping bag burrito, a chalupa thing. So I get in one sleeping bag, and then if it gets really cold at night, I get inside the other sleeping bag with that sleeping bag still on me.
Okay.
This is going to be awesome.
Yeah. You know, whenever you go man camping, I feel like it's how many guys are going this time?
There's eight of us.
There's eight guys.
Yep.
They have no supervision whatsoever. They bring way too much alcohol to be deemed legal, I would think.
Well, I mean, nobody's driving in the woods. They already took away our mini bike privileges last year, I told you.
Wait. So last year you brought the mini bike.
Yep.
And
we got in trouble.
Right.
The first day.
Uh-huh.
But by the third day, the people that own the park actually came by and told us that we weren't all that bad, that we were better than the group of 40 singing Russians. They had two camping sites down. That's a true thing that they said.
Well, I have a surprise for you, Raven. You know how you said you always wanted to be a Boy Scout and you feel like when you go on this man camping that you are a Boy Scout?
Briefly, I was enlisted, but it's not a good ending to it.
Yeah, we'll leave that story for another time. We have a Boy Scout leader coming up next, and he's going to see if you can earn some badges.
Oh, perfect!
Raven is getting ready to go man camping this weekend. He goes every year with his buddies, and he would like to earn some badges and be a Boy Scout, which I think is odd for a 45-year-old man.
Well, here's the thing. I was in the Boy Scouts before, but I was dismissed early on, all right? Dishonorable discharge, Anna. And now here I am as a grown man. It's time for me to go ahead and right this ship and put together some of the skills that I've learned through television and hanging out with my friends in the woods.
Good. Michael Morrell is the Assistant Scout Executive at Connecticut Yankee Council for Boy Scouts of America. Michael, Raven would like to tell you what he's going to do to earn these badges, and we're hoping you could give us some insight on whether or not he'll actually qualify.
I would be happy to do my best to help.
Michael, I understand that there are a gazillion bazillion badges out there right now. I mean, I don't know if you know the exact number, but there's quite a few.
There's only about 130 merit badges that a scout can earn.
Well, Raven has zero.
Well, right. And we're going to be focusing on the ones that I could actually pick up here in the woods. So I'd like to start with the camping merit badge. So we all have instant pop-up tents. We're using fire starter logs and a propane hot plate to make sure that our sausage and peppers come out perfect. We have a generator and a projector so we can watch The Shining at night.
You've got the right elements, but perhaps maybe not the right type. Most of our scouts have the traditional tents. Carrying that generator is real hard to get in the backpack. But your traditional scout troop that's going to go out in the woods and they're probably hiking it in and roughing it a little more than it sounds like you're planning to do.
I mean, they basically hook up stuff to their car. I never saw a Boy Scout do that.
I'll just put the generator on Steve's back. Nobody cares whether or not Steve lives or dies.
What?
That'll be fine. He'll just carry it in there. That's fine.
What's the next badge?
Next one I'd like to go for is hiking. After we have Jim's world famous chili on Friday night along with Fleischmann's whiskey, I can count on about 5 trips to the latrine before 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. Is that enough to qualify for my hiking badge?
The latrine is not on the hiking badge list. However, you probably do want to be prepared. If you're going to be hiking, there may be some challenges finding a place that that you could do that. So you'll have to be prepared to make as little impact as possible on the environment. And your hiking merit badge counselor would certainly be able to help you to figure that out.
Woodworking badge. This feels like this would also be right at home for us this weekend with camping, because I'm bringing 3 pallets and 1/2 gallon of gasoline to make sure that the fire is just right.
The woodworking merit badge is actually aimed at woodworking. We teach scouts how to build a counter, fix the cabinets in your house, those kind of things. We do have wood carving merit badge, which teaches scouts how to use wood tools properly. We have a thing called totem chip. That really sounds like something you guys might need based on the supplies you're taking. And then there's this one thing that's basic that every scout learns early on in their scout career. They earn the totem chip merit badge and the fireman chip badge. Totem chip has to do with knives, axes, things like that.
No, please don't.
And the fireman chip merit badge.
All right, so I heard what he said. We need to bring a fireman. So all that's being taken into account, we've got some ups and downs with our merit badges here, Mike. Mike, if I make it out of the woods on Sunday evening and I make it back here to work on Monday morning, do I actually automatically get the Wilderness Survival Merit Badge?
You're basically going to need to survive in the wilderness with bare basics. So you have to build your shelter from what you find in the wilderness and prepare your food from what you find in the wilderness.
So whiskey, a generator, none of those things are on the list, Raven. So I mean,
he made it sound like Naked and Afraid at the end of this thing.
Right.
I mean, that ain't happening with the guys.
Just don't bring an axe if everyone's naked. That seems like a bad idea.